Area business leaders are updated on national and local trends in the economy and a business outlook summit. The event, co-hosted by the University of Louisiana Monroe and Louisiana Tech University, features Oppenheimer chief investment strategist John Stoltzfus as guest speaker. John joins me by phone at this time. John, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. Well, John, what is the topic of your presentation coming up Friday?
Essentially, are we in a genuine recovery process? Where are the pieces of evidence on the economic landscape that would lead us to believe that there is an economic recovery in progress?
It would seem like some of the numbers on Wall Street these days would indicate that, but you have commented recently about the potential of a pullback in the market. Do you still hold that view?
Well, we couldn't help but think that from the excellent performance in the first quarter, that within that period, you saw the market move up double digits for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and high single digits for the S&P 500. You would expect naturally some pullback as investors either took profit or paused to ponder. In addition to that, we would have expected, as usual, there would be some kind of problems on the landscape, and indeed there were. It would include Cyprus was one of the problems that came up, questions related to growth in China, and all that is part of the economic landscape today.
What sectors would you consider relatively safe at this point?
Well, I think the word relatively safe is something that needs to be considered. It depends upon an investor's perception of safety and what their ability to take volatility is, or what their ability is to stay in investments that don't pay anything. So we would position portfolios for investors whose profile is a proper for an investment portfolio that fluctuates with equities, with stocks that pay dividends, that have the potential for growing those dividends, and also have a good business premise which offers potential for capital appreciation. So we'd look to be total return investors. We would look to be positioned in cyclical stocks or stocks that are better positioned for economic growth, which we expect to reassert itself in the second half of this year, and we would be less inclined to overweight defensive stocks, which we believe have become very richly or fully valued at this point.
And John, how resilient is the market against adverse reaction to uncertainty and concern, you know, brought about from events like we've seen in Boston this week?
Bob, I think incredibly resilient. Over the years, regrettably, due to the attacks that have been made on major cities around the world, including our own New York on 9/11, we would have to say that the business community, the civilian population, has generally become toughened. We are much more in tune to, like the British during World War II, or like the Israeli population, where we deal with adversity that could be imminent at any particular moment. Under the acknowledgement, too, that our government has been very effective overall at precluding events like these from occurring on a more frequent basis.
Oppenheimer Chief Investment Strategist John Stoltzfus, guest speaker at the Business Outlook Summit coming up this Friday here in Monroe. John, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bob.